Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
And I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And we're with Love Walk International Ministries Incorporated. And tonight we're bringing you a show about it's not who's right, it's about what's right. But before we get started, we're going to begin with some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase. Amen.
Amen. Spirit of the true and living God, we thank you for this another privilege and opportunity to be used in your service, Father God. Let your word be true and everyone else be a liar, Father God. We just pray right now to Heavenly Father that your spirit be amongst us, Father God. As we search your word, dear Heavenly Father, that some might be healed, delivered, or set free, Father God. We ask these things in Jesus' name for us' sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, tonight, again, I said we will be coming. Our topic is not who's right, it's about what's right. And we will be discussing the impact of doing what is right for one another versus doing what one person thinks is right. If we give up the need to be right all the time, we can operate in love and find out what is not only correct, but what is needed in order to keep things right. And we're going to be coming out of Leviticus 19, chapter 15, verse. We're coming out of the Message Bible. And the word is, don't pervert justice. Don't show favoritism to either the poor or the great. Judge on the basis of what is right.
Amen.
And that's the word of God.
Amen.
And the word says don't pervert justice. And the word perverted means characterized, having been corrupted or distorted, the original course, meaning, or state. And perversion is a type of human behavior that deviates from that which is understood to be orthodox or normal. So we don't want to pervert justice. What's right is right. There's no gray area in right. You know, we don't want to be the ones to show favoritism to either the poor or the great. Doesn't matter who you are, what you got, what you doing, how long you've been doing it, how much money you got, where you living at. Doesn't matter. Okay. We're going to judge on the basis of what is right, not who's right. And, you know, this is a good word for us because in our relationship we had to learn how to sometimes give up the right, you know, give up the idea that we are right. You know, I learned that it's better to be understanding than to be understood.
Amen.
Being able to listen, you know, hear, amen, and hear with an open mind. You know, I'm not always going toward, I need to be the one that bring forth what is right because I know better. I think that's a spirit of pride. And I think that prideful behavior can ruin a lot of relationships. Because when one person is always demanding to be right, they're actually diminishing the other person's worth to them. And it's crucial. It's crucial in a relationship to allow each individual to feel that they are standing with some justice. It's okay. You know, one of the things that I learned is that everybody has the right to be wrong. That's how we learn. We learn from our mistakes. If I'm getting beat up by my mistakes, then I'm learning something entirely different that has nothing to do with God's wholesomeness, healthiness, you know, and the things that we need to have in our life to help us feel like we're worthy people.
I know. I just got a thought.
Okay.
In our ministry, we have a slogan that goes, you be right.
You be right. Okay.
Wow. So it's kind of ironic that we have this subject tonight. But we mean it in the sense of, you know, doing the right thing for the right reason.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All the time, we're not going to be the expert authority on everything that, you know, we're going through. You know, sometimes we have to be submissive to compromise or for peace, you know, things of that nature. But we want to posture ourselves in the right position, you know, so that the office that we hold as a priest and a prophet in our house. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, sometimes, you know, we're not going to be always right all the time.
Okay.
About everything, because we're not built that way. We're not perfect. So, but we want to make sure that we're in right standing with God. So I believe when that song came to my head, I believe this is the definition that the Holy Spirit has given me as to what that meant for us to be, you know, to be right. So,
right.
I just wanted to share that.
Amen. It's a good word. And I'm in agreement with that, because we have to learn and we have to realize that we're students at all times.
Yeah.
You know, and a student is going to have to be in that position to be aware that they're always learning. And if you're always learning, you can't always be right.
Well, you can't always be right.
In relationships, we're looking at what's right, not who's right.
And again, I think the Holy Ghost, it's a teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to allow yourself to be in the mindset to be taught, to learn, to get better. You know, kind of an example like today.
Okay.
You know, you're having a steadfast spirit or being strong-minded about the way you deal with stuff in life. You know what I'm saying? That don't make it right.
Exactly.
That make it you.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
That's your mindset. That's how you buck against what you feel uncomfortable with, you know, and really trying to deal with it with your own mindset, you know. Where there could be another way or a better way to deal with that situation, you know what I'm saying? But after your learned behavior over all these years, this is how you've learned to deal with it. So to you, that feels right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's a spirit.
Yeah.
That's a spirit. And that's a spirit that a lot of people have to get rid of in relationships, because just like when we was ministering today, you know, we was coming up against that,
yes,
you know,
Lord.
And that spirit was bucking, because that spirit wanted to be right.
Yeah,
and it wasn't
right
about.
And it didn't want to move on.
Exactly. And it wasn't about what was right.
Yeah.
It was about being right. That person, like you said, that's you.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be right. And there's nothing else that you want to hear, because you feel like you're right.
And I think it was also the feeling of if I lose this, I lose my protection. I'll be vulnerable to this aggressive behavior that's being displayed toward me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I need this as my defense mechanism, you know, and I can maintain my faith here. But when I get here, I can really just deal with it the way I know how to deal with it. So I'll let it stop. I'm going to give you a pass on this.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get home, it's going to be on and popping when we get to the house, you know. So, but, and that's not right.
That's not right.
It's really not right.
That's not right.
You know, because the way you spoke about how to really diffuse the situation, gain respect due you as a wife and a woman, so artfully and masterfully done, Lady Carolyn. I got to add it to you. You were definitely in your ministry today. And it was an honor to experience that, because that's what ministry is really all about. It's giving people the tools to work with spiritually, you know, instead of in their humanity
right.
or carnality. It's how we work in the spirit, using the word of God, because
amen.
He definitely let us know that's the way to deal with powers and principalities and spirit
exactly.
with the word of God.
Amen.
And it was just awesome how you showed us how to do that, you know. And I'm just thankful to be able to see that in operation. It was really something to behold. So,
Amen. It was a powerful meeting, and I learned a lot too, you know, because the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit gives us, it gives to other people, He's giving it to us.
Yes, yes. Anybody with any shot of it.
Amen.
That's the bubble.
Amen.
And then you're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was for everybody that was there. And ironically is the right word. But it was just a few of them. So I'm hoping and praying and that they really took that in, you know, especially the new member that was there, because, you know, I think that's something that could really help her. She grasped the concept of working and operating in the spirit of love, you know, that she would definitely leaps and bounds in the direction that she's going in life. So, God be the glory.
Amen. Because the change that we're looking at through the word of God, God is saying, we hear the word, hearers of the word, but He wants us to be doers of the word. And being able to have those changes to take effect and be steadfast in those changes, we got to learn how to operate in the word. We got to have that knowledge of how do I do this? Because I know what the word is saying, but I'm learning this other stuff, because you got other people, you know, people will put, call it misinformed people will give you information that'll make you believe, that'll make you believe that this is right.
Because it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds like the popular thing to do, you know, it's cool or whatever. But it's just wrong with two little
people. It's not right.
Yeah.
It is not right. But just like you said earlier, just because you're doing something for a long time, you really got to look at, is this really working? Has this really brought about any change? Because you'll know when something is right. When God does it, God, it's done. It's a done deal.
Like
it's a done deal. You don't have to keep on operating in that same space, because you should not be there if God has done this for you. But any time that we try to do it on our own, we're going to keep finding ourselves in the same spot over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, because we can't move out of that spot alone. We have to have that application of being able to put that word in here to the full effect of what it's supposed to do to make that change in us. And I still believe that God puts people together to help them to be able to move past those things that have caused them so many issues for so many years. If you're looking at, I've been doing this all my life, lie that the enemy wants us to tell ourselves is that this is just me.
This is me.
It's me. And whenever we get stuck right there, go ahead.
But the Bible tells us to be transformed, not to be conformed. I've been this way all my life.
All my life.
I would say, be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Amen.
I can make you a brand new creature.
Amen.
If you just let me.
Amen.
Instead of saying, hey, it's just me.
It's just me.
And I was caught up in that lie. I mean, I remember speaking them words out my mouth many occasions. You know, this is me. Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
You know.
Deal with it.
And it's the
biggest
lie
from
the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because God wants to make us a new creation in Christ Jesus. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that is such a true fact of who we are. Shaped in sin, you know, born in sin and shaped in iniquity, you know, that's it right there. That's me, you know, take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The devil is a liar.
He's a liar. But that's the lie that he wants us to tell ourselves, because words have so much power.
Have so much
and when
power.
We speak that over our own lives, what we end up doing is staying stuck right there.
The scripture says, greater is he that's in me.
Greater is he.
He is in the world.
Amen.
So I give him praise, honor, and glory right now. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus, for the change.
For the change.
You
yeah.
know, you don't have to say stuff on stoop.
You really don't. You really don't. But it's got to be some practical application
Amen.
To the Word of God. When you know what the Word of God is, that's why we go in dictionaries
mm-hmm.
and look up the application, because what we think a word is may not fit the context of what it is that we're really trying to learn.
Amen.
But if we go in and find out what that word means and what that word does and how we can apply it to our life, we can learn something new. So that we can become that new creature. Because without identifying and understanding what the solution is and having some practical application, we're going to stay the same.
Yeah.
We're going to believe what we tell ourselves.
Amen.
And whatever we tell ourselves is right, that's what we,
that's
believe.
What we believe.
And that's how we get back to who's right, I'm right. Because I tell myself, and when those spirits come up, I mean, because we was watching it in full bloom, you know, when those spirits come up, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, and still trying to justify, you know, that perverted justice. Now you're trying to corrupt the truth with what you think
right.
is right.
Right. Amen. That's good. That's real good.
So we got to be able to go in and know the difference between what's right and what's wrong.
He just worked this thing all out. Because I was trying to fathom in my mind when you came up with this topic, okay, how we gonna address this topic. And God dealt with it earlier today, and
yeah.
now you know about the full circle now, you know. So,
Amen.
But, you know, I was hurt in my spirit earlier when we were talking, though, that when it's right, In the sight of God, you're going to have that manifestation, that manifested presence
mm-hmm.
of the truth of God in you to know that it's right.
Exactly.
You know, it's not going to be something that you've manufactured in your mind
mm-hmm.
that you feel is right. You know, the truth of God's word will manifest itself in you.
Amen.
So you know this is right. This is me,
mm-hmm.
you know. Christ in you, mm-hmm. the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
This is me, you know. So there's no doubt in your mind as to it being right.
Exactly.
You know. And most of the time, you don't have a peace about it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's how I know when it's right
mm-hmm.
for me.
There's some peace
because
in it.
There's some peace in it for
mm-hmm.
you. You know, you don't have to doubt, you know, where,
or
you know.
Or keep justifying it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's not something that's replicated over and over and over again, like you said, when God does it, it's done,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because even when you was talking about how, you know, we were going through our changes early in our marriage and stuff, and once you start to do those little subtle things that you were being taught in the Spirit to do in order to overcome what we were going through, you did it with the Word. You know,
Amen.
You did it with the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
Every opportunity you got to use the word against the powers and principalities that were trying to come against us, you know, you would throw it out there. And I would buck back. I'll try to throw some scripture back at you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we all know that the devil even knows scripture.
Amen.
You know, so I'm not saying that with the devil, but... You know, I had an opposing spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the time. But that's how we overcome those things that try to put themselves in high places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scripture said we got to tear those things down,
right.
you know, and those things in high places to
mm-hmm.
try to make us think we're more lofty than we really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have us all puffed up and haughty about stuff.
Yeah, puffed up. That's
yeah,
that pride.
That's that pride.
And that pride is false pride. You know, false pride is when you're standing up for those non-existent virtues because that's what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have nothing
virtue.
To do with what God is telling you, because God is right. You know, he's the truth, the way, and the life. You know, there's no other way to get around that. There's no gray area for me to put me in there and make this seem right because I want it to be right. There's always that opposition with that, you know, just like we was coming up with that today and looking at how whenever you believe something so strongly, you forget about strongholds on your life.
Wow.
You forget a stronghold in your mind, in your heart, something that you holding on to. You holding on to it because you think that it's right.
You think that it's right.
And it's all you. It's all you.
Amen. That's good.
And we come up against those kind of principalities, we got to fight. Spiritual warfare got to have spiritual things. We got to go in there with the sword.
The truth.
Mm-hmm. We got to go in there with it. And I'm just so grateful today, you know, that God was allowing me to see how it wasn't about that person, that spirit that was in that person, because sometimes you want to deal with the other person. You want to look at them and think about how wrong they are.
But they ain't without from dealing the table, with though. Yourself. Yeah. Yeah. How can you deal with somebody that's not dealt?
Exactly. We
got
to
deal
with
what's in front of us right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can do this, you know. So, like I said before, it was just an exhibition and spiritual warfare, really.
Amen.
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 God be the glory.
God be the glory. God be the glory.
Amen.
So whenever we come up against thinking that we know what we know because we know what we know, we need to reevaluate that.
And that'll help us out of so many areas of our life.
It
really will. That's applicable in a lot of areas of our life, you know. Mm-hmm. When we think we know, we got this down pat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow.
And we just close our minds. And we can close our hearts, too, in those kind of relationships.
Strongholds.
Nobody has to be right. We need to always make sure we're doing what's right. And we do it of the word of God, not the word of man, not the word of woman, but the word of God. Because God is the one that's going to sustain us in our relationship with each other. We can't do it for ourselves.
That's right.
He got to be in there, and he's got to be the one that's showing us what's right. And once we realize that it's him, and it's always been him, and it's only his word that's going to help us, and we stay in that word and commit to that word and apply that word to our life, we can do what's right. And we can stand righteous.
Amen.
We can stand right.
And that's what being right is being in righteous standing with God.
Amen.
That's righteous. So,
amen.
That is straight up Holy Spirit right there.
Amen.
God be the Lord.
So we just want to be able to know that we never have to come up against each other trying to figure out who's right. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is remember God's word and know that his word is what's right, and
Amen.
That's what's right for us, and apply it to our life at all times. When we're talking about operating in love, we got to look at the scripture that talks about love. We got to look at the scriptures that talk about relationships, which is all of them, the whole book.
If you really look at it, if you could count how many times love come up in the Bible.
Amen.
It's a love story.
It's a love story.
For God's love for us, to us, through us, through his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And once we make that applicable in our hearts and minds and try to apply those words, you know, and then it manifests itself in us, you know, then we become that love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we become Christ. The Bible tells us to put on Christ, the mind of Christ, you know what I'm saying, so that we can be able to live the life that he died for us to have.
Amen.
You know,
like we were talking about today in that purpose-driven life, gloriously.
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 Hallelujah. Live a glorious life.
Glorious life.
You know,
Christ.
As the Father meant for us to have in the beginning.
His
and
plan.
It's not impossible, you know, and his plan, his destiny, and his purpose for our lives is to fulfill the plan that he had for us, the design that he had for us in the beginning. You know, because I believe that we were spirits in heaven before we came to earth, you know, the same way Jesus was, you know, and it was a moment when we stood before God, getting that plan that he had for our lives. But once we got into this mortal body, it changed. And that's something like we were talking about this morning in the men's meeting. And I thought that was so profound, you know, but it was funny how my spirit understood it. I understood it. At the same time, I was like, huh? But I understood it, and it made sense. It made more sense now that I've said it and heard it in my hearing, you know. But because the scripture tells us that, you know, before we was even put in our mother's womb, God had already had a plan and a purpose. He knew us, you know. So with that being said, you know, my understanding could accept what I was hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you know, the script has already kind of been written. But in our humanity, you know, and being born in sin and shifting iniquity, we get off the court.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go back to the word.
Go back to the word. And that's what I was trying to tell the lady today, you know. If we didn't have sin, we didn't have sin, we wouldn't need it. We would not need the word. But since we have sin, and sin is gonna come first for us, because that's who we are. We need the word at all times, but when we realize that we have not been able to be doers of the word, that's when we need to pick the word up.
Amen.
Because these times are going to come when we realize that we're in spiritual warfare with ourselves and with each other. We're going to have pure application of the word. We're going to have to go back and know, like I was telling later today, we're going to have to be able to know, to be able to say what we need to say to the other person. Honey, treat me like Christ loved the church. Treat me like that. That's word.
That's word.
You know, I don't have to cuss you out.
That's right. That's word.
That right there is a sword in your heart if you know the word, because you know that you're not applying the word of God in your life. And we have to do each other like that. We have to feed the word to each other. That's why we are together.
Amen.
To give the word to each other, to keep each other walking in the word together as one. We're going to be able to do that. And the Bible tells us if any one of us is out of place, the other one is supposed to cover. I cover you. If you sick, you cover me. If I'm sick, if we spiritually ill.
I mean, and that's way in combat, too, because you got a battle buddy.
You got
you cover me. You
cover
know,
me.
Cover me. I'm going in.
I'm going in. There you go. I'm going in. I'm going in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fighting days and days.
It has been great.
And I just feel good, you know, to see true ministry in motion and in operation. And to God be the glory for all that's being done, you know. It's nothing like seeing real ministry at work in the lives of people. To give God the praise on that glory.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for showing us the way, dear Heavenly Father. For we know you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. And we ask these things and give you thank and praise in Jesus' name. For his sake we pray. And it is so. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us. And remember that no matter what the situation is, what the circumstances are, the lesson
is always love.
Amen. Amen.